SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, Jamaica Day to be observed this Friday, February 24. And later, our Reggae Month Did You Know feature. Let's go Roundabout JA right after this.
Do you know someone who died without making a will? Did that person leave assets and children under 18 years old? If so, report the death to the Administrator General's Department, which is responsible for protecting the interests of minors, beneficiaries, and creditors. In making the report, you must submit a form of particulars, an original death certificate, beneficiaries' birth certificates, and proof of assets. You can visit the Administrator General's Department in Kingston at 12 Ocean Boulevard or Montego Bay at 42B Union Street. Visit our website at agd.gov.jm. Our numbers are 922-18303. That's the Administrator General's Department, securing your legacy.
It's going to be a black, green, gold, and bandana party all across the island on Jamaica Day this Friday, February 24, under the theme Celebrating Jamaica, Exploring Our Legacy in a Global Context. The day, which falls in the midst of Reggae Month observances this time round, is set aside every year to reflect on who we are as a people and the nation's contribution to the rest of the world. Minister of Education, Youth and Information, Senator Ruella Reid, says all Jamaicans in every sector of society, particularly students and teachers, are expected to don the national colors displaying their cultural pride.
I certainly endorse this particular activity. This is where we take time to big up ourselves as a people, to recognize some of the things that are unique to us and the personalities who have contributed in many ways to enriching our lives. Jamaica Day is aimed at creating an appreciation for those features of Jamaica's life that are uniquely ours, from our cuisine, the architecture, from outstanding leaders in academic sport, music, to name a few.
The National Jamaica Day ceremony will take place at the Green Island High School in Hanover. Jamaica Day is part of the Ministry's Culture in Education program. Goal number 3 of Vision 2030 looks at Jamaica's prosperity through sectors such as energy, manufacturing, and mining. It seeks to set up internationally competitive industry standards that we all can be proud of. Visit vision2030.gov.jm and increase your knowledge. Time now for our Reggae Month Did You Know feature.
Play out some music. Reggae music.
Born Shauna McKenzie, this singer-songwriter grew up in August Town. She migrated to the United States in 1992 and attended Broward Community College with the intention of becoming a registered nurse. However, fate stepped in and she joined the music group Gift and was discovered by Universal Records. She returned to Jamaica and toured with artists such as Richie Spice as a supporting vocalist until she wrote and recorded Wrong Address, a song that shot her to international fame. Do you know who it is? Find out when we return.
Switching to solar power may be expensive, but it's worth it. You don't want to find out your solar system is substandard after purchase. So be sure to buy your solar PV system from a qualified, reputable provider. Check their qualifications and experience, ask for references, and talk to previous customers. Get several quotations before choosing a supplier. Make sure you get value for your money. A message from the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica, the PCJ, your energy advisor.
The answer to today's Reggae Month trivia question is Etana the Strong One. Look out for more fun facts about your favorite local music icons for the month of February. That's where we end today's program. Thanks for your company. Join us tomorrow as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Twyla Whelan. For producer Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.